Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Albright. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dell Ennis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Howie Schultz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verben. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jurasik. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Al Jurasik. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tiny Bonham. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tiny Bonham. And now, play ball. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner throws the ball into Bloodworth, who tags Albright, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westlake throws the ball into Cox, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wirostek moves to third. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dell Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a pop-up towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin strikes out. One out. Al Jurasik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurasik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Albright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirostek hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Klutz settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Klutz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman strikes out. Two outs. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Jurecek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurecek is 0 for 1 in the game. Jurecek hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Albright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirostek hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor strikes out. 1 out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lakeman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonham bunts towards the mound. Jurasic fields it and throws to first for the out. Klutz moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Padgett pinch hits for Al Jurasic. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verbin moves to second. Lee Handley pinch runs for Don Padgett. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Albright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Verbin moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell, who is chasing the ball. Wirostek reaches third base with a triple. Verbin scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Shan's now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gustin strikes out. 1 out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Pirates. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenberg scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Pirates. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Westlake moves to second. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ennis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Pirates. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lakeman strikes out. One out. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Howie Schultz. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.